Let's turn now to actor Jim Carter. You probably know him best as that lovable starched collar, the butler, Mr. Carson, in Downton Abbey.
I don't like it, poking and prying around the house. What's to stop them pocketing the spoons?
I doubt they'll look in the pantry.
In the library, slipping the odd first edition into their back pocket.
You've a very poor opinion of your fellow man.
I have the opinion that life has taught me.
Jim Carter has been nominated for 4 Emmys and won 3 Screen Actor Guild Awards. But Downton Abbey is by far the biggest thing Carter says he's ever been in. And we recently talked with Jim Carter about being Mr. Carson. And a couple of things before we start. We talked with him before last week's intense episode, and don't worry, no spoilers about the series finale here. Obviously, you are extraordinarily well-known around the world now for Downton Abbey, but your acting career was long and storied even prior to that. Just to name a few here, Shakespeare in Love, Richard III, The Madness of King George, my husband wants me to mention The Singing Detective.
Your husband is a man of great taste.
Given the fact that you've had such a career with so many high watermarks so far, what does Downton mean to an actor like you? Well, has it changed things for you?
Well, for all of us, it's changed things, I think, because Downton is indescribably huge. It's a phenomenon. Maggie Smith is probably the biggest thing she's been in. For all of us, it's the biggest thing we've been in and possibly the biggest thing we will ever be in.
Did you have any inkling when you were first cast?
Not at all. Yeah. You do a costume drama, and I've done a fair few, Madness of King George, others on TV. And you hope that people will enjoy it, and you hope that it'll be good. But we couldn't have legislated for the fact that it's taken off like this. It's sold in 225 territories throughout the world. Did you know there were 225 territories in the world?
No.
No, of course not. So, it's a global thing. So it's enormous. It's odd, really, having worked for 40-odd years before Downton came along, to suddenly be nailed down as Mr. Carson. But the upside of it is that it gives me a platform to be here talking to you, doing some fundraising, working for a charity. So that's very positive.
Well, what's your favourite thing about Mr. Carson?
My favourite scenes are with Mrs. Hughes, of course.
Of course.
Of course they are, because Mr. Carson, old curmudgeon that he is, stuffed shirt that he is, there is a heart in there somewhere.
When it's not complaining about how, there's a lack of sour cream and horseradish.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, when he's not being a pompous old fool. there is a heart under there, and that comes out with Mrs. Hughes. So that's my favourite thing, really. And it's nice when you can sneak in a little bit of humour as well. I mean, Mr. Carson dealing with the telephone or, modern life. Modern life and he don't get on.
Yeah. Well, so I'm curious then, given that this is Downton's final season, is it a relief to you? Because can characters like this become a burden to an actor? Do you worry that from this day forth, wherever you go, whenever you go anywhere, you'll be seen as Mr. Carson first and not Jim Carter the actor?
I think that's a possibility. History will prove whether that's right or not. At this stage of my career, it doesn't worry me so much. If I was, 40, I think, would I want to be known as Mr. Carson for the rest of my life? But I think memories fade, and I'm delighted to have been in something that's brought so much pleasure to people. I mean, you really see it on people's faces, how much they enjoy it.
Maybe this is not a fair question, because actors should inhabit roles that are both totally like them and totally unlike them in real life, but is there any part of you that is like Mr. Carson at all in reality?
To start at the other end of that question, the part of me that's not like him is I'm not a creature of routine. I don't like the routine. He lives by routine. The part of me that is like him is I think I am of a generation that believes in good manners and politeness and punctuality and things like that.
Yeah. Well, the one part that does perplex me about Carson's character is his relationship with Mary. I mean, hats off to Michelle Dockery for being such an amazing actress, because she pulls off Mary's spite with convincing aplomb. But can explain that relationship to me.
Well, yeah. The servants are lonely people, I think. Mrs. Hugh, she's called Mrs. Hugh. She's not married. Housekeepers weren't married. Butlers weren't married. They didn't get married. So, you know, he's her downstairs dad. He's Lady Mary's surrogate dad. And when she was a little girl, he was, you know, terribly fond of her. And it's very telling that on her wedding day, she walks down the stairs in the grand atrium there at Downton Abbey in her wedding dress, and there's me and Lord Grantham looking up at her, and tellingly she says, "Will I do, Carson?" Mm-hmm. And I say, "Very well, my lady," because I'm her surrogate father, really, her other dad. You know, and for a lonely servant to have three bright little girls, the three sisters running around at the place, he would have had a fatherly eye on them, and his favourite. She's the firstborn, she's his favourite. So I think it's great that relationship's there, you know.
Jim Carter, thank you so much.
Thank you.